Guys, welcome back. This is my second part to my first episode on Miracle and Blessings. Shirdi Sai Baba, who made miracles in my life and real experiences that I was sharing in my previous episode. I took a break, a lot of work, and I had coffee. Now I have full strength to continue this episode. I wish I'll complete in this episode. I don't carry over to next part, but let's see. As I mentioned in my first part, he made me win that photo contest. I was the only woman that time won the contest in a full of critics table. So it made me feel, wow, it happens, it works. That kind of a schoolgirlish feel that I had that time. However, I did not entirely become a full-time devotee that part of time. And then, in fact, I wouldn't even go to temple much. During those days, I had some kind of work pressure and work stress. So during meetings and all, something doesn't go my way, or I need a support to support me on the calls, to make me look, to make me sound wiser, I used to pray. Those days, I, as I said, I'm a coffee addict, so I always have some coffee cup and coffee around me. So as per in the book, it is mentioned that whatever we drink or sense, we should offer first to our guru, then to ourselves. So I kind of started doing that. So I offered a coffee that I was having, and then I was praying that in the next meeting, which is going to happen in 30 minutes, I should be doing good, or in the presentation should go well, something like that. So whenever I prayed, it was all success. And as I said, some 10 years of my dark lifetime, and slowly people, I can feel it, that I was getting a little wiser, and around me also people were able to sense the glow up that I was having, that was not earlier present. So on the calls and all, I was rocking at a point of time. So I started believing, okay, if I call for help, Baba comes. Say for example, some report which was never been working. Even experts used to break their heads and know how to fix this and all that. Those things, when I touched it, it started working. And it was not like I have done anything. I don't call that I was that brilliant to do that. But somehow, when I prayed, Baba sent me some help, some link. Through some of the other sources, I was able to stand apart from others. So that made me look like I was brilliant to the outer world. And likewise, a day in and day out, I was literally shining in my work calls. So, and I started believing that, okay, whenever I call Baba for help, he does help me. He hears my prayer. So, that was a thing for me, because I was a very adorned, temple goer earlier, and from childhood till that point of time, until I became atheist, none of the gods believed me. That's what I used to tell. None of the gods helped me. That's what I tell when friends ask, why have you stopped going to temples and why have you stopped praying? I used to say, none of the gods heard me. So I don't like to go. When they give the problems, then why should we go to them? So that used to be my response to my friends, and that was a real first time when I felt that a God really listens, a superpower that really listens. When I call for help, I get the help, and what more a person wanted, right? And I started feeling, okay, he is great, he is with me, that kind of a feel. And these are all minor things. Those times I used to call him as sweet God, because there is no difficult methods to pray him, like unlike the Hindu practice, do aarti, this, that and all. He accepts even if we offer a leaf or a water or coffee or anything which is even of lesser value, if we give it with pure devotion, love, respect, sincerity, faith and patience, he will accept wholeheartedly. So I started believing that, and it became a habitual thing to offer coffee to him before I take it. Earlier I used to give during before work calls only, but slowly I started giving on my morning times, offering on my morning times, on my evening times. Like that I started, little bit of changes happened in me. But again, I used to not go to temple and I was not that devotee. For me, it is just okay, a sweet God, that's it. And then, what else? Where exactly I started believing him? I again did a wish fast, and that time it was for a different reason. Not for testing, but I really believed it will happen, because first time it happened, right? Second time also it will happen. So second time I prayed something, I waited, it did not happen. I was like, what? Baba stopped doing miracles, or Baba stopped listening to me. Why is he not powerful? Like that I had some questions. But then later point of time, not that immediate, but I think after a couple of years I came to know, the thing which I prayed for, had it been in my life, it would have been very dangerous for me. He avoided that wish because that was not right for me, and it was indeed dangerous for me. So I learned, he even if we do wish fast or we do vrat or anything, it should be morally, ethically fine, then only he will be giving, and also more appropriate and rightfully yours. If it's good, if it's best, it will happen to you. Not every wishes will be granted. The wishes will be the best thing coming from Baba. Like that it will be. And he won't give less of any choice for his own devotees. That's what I understood. And going forward, I was trying to go to on-site. I was trying many, it was a big huge story again that deserves a separate podcast. So this on-site and me never worked with each other. Some of the other obstacles keep coming every time. So that's the time I was not praying and all. I was just okay. I wasn't going to temple and obsessively praying, not like that. I was doing was, I was just keeping it light-hearted until that point of time. Then again, it was when I met with accident. I think that was the exact time I became his devotee, correct? So that was one of the evenings. Earlier I had many failures for processing my on-site visa and everything. That was, I think, after some six unsuccessful attempts, seventh time my visa got processed, and almost I was like 99% everything sorted and I am going to fly soon. That was the status. I was very happy because this time I didn't see any challenges coming on the way. Project wise, all fine. Everything was cool. The team was cool, and my date, itinerary, everything was fixed. I was super happy. Happiest girl on the town that day. I was in cloud 9. And then I went to the Sai temple. I went because I was happy that day, and I believed that genuinely it was a blessing from Baba. And then it was when I actually, I'm a passionate photographer, those times, as you know, I won the contest and all, right? I wanted to click sunset photos. Usually I won't be that free in evening times, around 5:30, 6:30 and all. I'll be always busy with my client calls and on-site, onshore calls and everything. So that one of those days I didn't have any calls. Because of that, I thought I'll do the sunset shot, because the place where I lived in, it rarely have had any sunshine. Rarely only we get sun. So I was like super happy. Sun is also out. I can get a sunset picture. It was like a hill kind of a thing that I have to go and click. So I was prepared. Before that, I thought I'll go to Sai Temple, say a hi, say thanks, and then I'll go click. This was my plan. So when I went there, the priest told, just wait, it was 6 o'clock, around 6ish that time. He said, wait for some more minutes, we will have evening aarti at 6:30, and aarti will go for till 7:30, and then you can leave, have the prasad, and then you leave. I had this plan of sunset clicking pictures, right? So I was not comfortable in staying, and also it is like a boring thing for me. Aarti and all will go for a long time, no? I was never a patient person. I think I still am not that patient, but I starting to learn patience, especially aarti and all. I started enjoying these days, but initially I was not very comfortable in sitting in temple waiting for 1 hour aarti and all. It was never a thing for me. So I said, I have some things to do urgently, I have to go. That priest said, no madam, try to be here, today is a good day, auspicious day, take blessings, please do not go. He said he insisted many times actually, but it was me and my impatience. I said no, I have to go. I had to go, and at a point of time he has no right to insist me, right? So he is like, okay, and take the 6 biscuits and go. Generally, I'm not a biscuit person, but since it's Baba Prasadam, I thought, okay, he's giving, so I'll give it to some poor or some dogs, I'll put like that. I bought the biscuits. I received the biscuit. I came outside to take my bike. I had a beautiful bike. I miss that bike now. The bike's name was Trisha. Trisha used to be in purple color. It's a Scooty Pep that I had. I dearly miss Trisha even the moment I'm speaking today. Trisha was my first buy. I'm not a asset person, like a greedy person for asset. Like people buy cars, people buy houses for vanity, but I am not at all like that. I like to live a simple life, and Trisha was my first love for asset, my bike. It was very hard earned money. I put in all my savings and everything, and you know, it came as a blessing, Trisha. And so I went to kick off with the bike, and there came a dog, the temple dog. And whenever you visit a temple of Sai, you can always find a dog or a cat or any animals around him, because he is like that. Guru attracts animals, all the creatures, and he blesses all the creatures. So there was a temple dog, and the dog, first of all, I like dogs, cats, I like all animals, but at a distance, I'm very afraid of animals. I like them, I am kind with them, but I'm very fearful of dogs and all. What if they bite? And even if it's very far also, I'll go in next street, like that only. I stay away from dangerous. For me, they are a little bit of fiery feeling I have. So when this dog came to me, I was totally freaked out. I panicked. It was coming to me, and it held my... I was wearing a salwar that day. It held my chuni, that shawl kind of thing, and it was not letting me start my bike. It was stopping me, literally. And I freaked out because a dog is biting my chuni, okay? What if it bites my legs? And I tell this priest, please save me, it is biting. He said, it is not biting you, it is trying to stop you. Maybe it wants to, maybe it stops you, it wants you to attend the aarti like me. I said, no, it's not possible, I have to click the sunset, please help me. And I was about to start, it was not letting me go near the bike, it was stopping, it was biting my chunni, it was irritating me actually. I was like, Baba, why are you doing this? I wanted to go click pictures. And finally, after a lot of struggle, I had to get out of the dog, and the priest helped me, and I took my bike. Then again, I used to always have headphones, and the headphones, I still remember, it was recently released Rahman sir songs were out. I downloaded all the songs. I used to be crazy for I album. So I was playing the I album. I was going on the hill, top hill, to click the sunset picture. And while coming back downhill, I was very fast, but it's a one way. Teenager girl, she came in front of me. I dashed her, although it's a one way, it's her fault anyway. So we both fell, but she was not hurt a lot, thankfully. I was hurt. Trisha was safe. I was the only one got punctured on my face, and I lost my tooth. I didn't realize I lost my tooth, but I was hurt all over. That was a period of time. I could not talk, I could not walk, I could not breathe, I could not eat, I could not do anything, basically. I was like a vegetable. That accident turned my life upside down. My career, my health, my personal life, everything crippled in that 1 minute. I should have listened to the priest. Baba stopped me. I should have been in the temple that hour. I'm sure that accident wouldn't have happened, but it just happened. Maybe it was destined. I had a very, very tough time since the accident. It was like a hell phase for me. Today, I'm doing podcast for hours and hours. I speak this much. Now, people had to literally control me. Twinkle, please stop talking like that. But it was not the case earlier. I was not able to talk even continuously. My tooths were gone, and I was running out of energy. A lot of things happened. Basically, I was not in good health. I was not fit to work also. But somehow with determination, I came out. I started working even before I got healed, because I wanted to be in good vibes, away from hospitaly thing. Slowly I started recovering, but I had broken dreams. Nothing is working, nothing was already working. After Baba came, only I started smiling in my lifetime. And then this happened again, with no hopes that I'll talk again, I'll be fit again. It was a very bad time. And then what happened? But still, I didn't lose my determination. I really, really wanted to go to the same place where I was trying to go, where my visa was processed. Imagine, I'm not even able to talk, but I had big dreams to go on a visa, to work with client environment and all. I had big dreams, which was not at all, even 0% possibility was not there. Because client interviews, to talk on the interviews also, I did not have strength. I was literally failing. I was taking a breath, and my mouth was not cooperating. I was stammering. Even words were not frequent. A lot of things I faced. So there was no possibility that I can anyway fly nearby. That was the case. And then nothing was working again, back to zero. Like that, I have to start my life from the scratch after this accident. But I was still grateful that nothing bad happened to my eyes or legs. I had severe wounds in my mouth area and little on my face, and here and there on hands, some scratches, and knees, ankles and all, I got little hurt. But over time I was getting fine. Only tooth was the major problem for me, and we got it surgery done. Many surgeries I went through, For 6 tooths back to back I had surgeries. It was the most painful phase in my life, but still I'm grateful. It was not eyes. I didn't lose my eyes, so I'm thankful for that. Okay, now the good part. So I had no idea whether I'll be traveling or whether how my future will be, anything. And that's the time I decided to go to Shirdi for the first time. Until then I was never a adorned devotee. I always liked Baba because he does things for me. Whenever I call him, he attended my call. Whenever I called him for help, he always presented himself in some form or the other, and I received the help which I asked for. So I thought now I should go and ask, or I should clean my karma, because back to back bad things are happening and I don't know what to do. I didn't have any direction or guidance. So I thought a guru is the correct place where we can get the guidance, so I'll go there. And I was not physically fit that time. I was just recovering from the accident and everything. You know what, I have this audacity. I do things on my own, all alone. One thing is I don't like to be dependent on anyone, and one more thing is sometimes it is a choice that you have. Not every time you will have people around you, right? We have to be your own hero. So I have always been my own hero everywhere. I'll try to pull the team and people along with me. Sometimes they don't walk with me, but that's still okay. I'll dare to walk alone and get my things done. So despite of my physical unfitness, I still chose to go to Shirdi because I had a belief my guru will not leave me alone. And he in the book it has written that whoever wishes to come to Shirdi, he'll make the arrangements. So since I became a believer, I thought, okay, anyways, he'll arrange it. For the pure intention that I have to meet him, he will help me. And rightly what, as I thought, it really happened, because one of my friends in Pune, I actually thought of going with her and her husband. That was the plan. It was a Onam holiday or something. It was a long holiday. They were not in town. So I was left alone, and I don't know the language, local language or Hindi or any language other than English. It was the first time outside to that state, but that doesn't matter. I decided I will go step in Shirdi for sure. So in that case, I asked, do you have any cab driver number so I can travel from Pune to Shirdi? So she referred, because she knows that I'm alone and all this, safety is the priority. So her husband's friend, who worked along with him in a IT giant company, he ran a cab business. So he gave his contact, and he was also a IT guy who was running a side business. So it was trustable to us, because we have mutual friends and know each other for many years. So my friend suggested to talk to him, and I talked to him. And I was still not comfortable, because he is anyway a man, and I don't like to go alone for that many years, that many hours with a stranger. I was little uncomfortable despite knowing that they were family friends and all. And then I said, he was telling that he is a native of Shirdi himself. He stays in Pune, but his native roots are from Shirdi, so he knows Marathi and all this, and he knows the people and temple and all. So likewise, when he was telling, he mentioned about his wife. He said, my wife is also a big Shirdi Sai Baba devotee, like that. So then I said, oh, bring her please, so that I always feel good in a couple's company rather than single men's company. So I said, call your wife also. So he checked, wouldn't be disturbing to you, like if we are a family. I said, no, I feel safe when a lady is around, please invite her. So we invited his wife also. And actually, this all looks like Baba arranged for me. Like he brought a couple for me because of my safety reasons and my insecurities, and they were the best. I couldn't have asked any more. This couple were the sweetest. After a lot of miracles, I from the place where I stayed, I took a sleeper bus. And the difficulties to climb in with my broken leg and everything, it was all a challenge. But every challenge I hurdled, I crossed through. And I was fasting that day when I went to Shirdi for the first time, and those couple were trying to take me before Aarti and everything. And finally, when I stepped in Shirdi soil, I don't know what people will generally pray when they go to a guru who grants wishes for people. For me, at that moment, I did not have any wish, to be honest, because I was super sad. Nothing worked on my way. How much ever I tried, the more failures, the more rejections I had. So I didn't have any wish to pray. I just bowed down. I said, whatever you want to give, you give it to me. I'll take that. But please forgive my karmas and thank you for all the blessings. And sorry if I've done anything wrong. I just said sorry, please, thank you. That's it. No ask, no wishes. I just left it to his hands. And I had tears, and still it gives me goosebumps and tears in my eyes. It was a Saturday. At around 4:30, I saw him for the first time at Shirdi. As I said, I did not ask for any wishes. Although in book and everywhere preaching, it's written that whoever steps in Shirdi, their wishes will be fulfilled. That's the thing that it is being told. But I didn't ask anything. I just left to him to decide to what to give it to him. After that, I traveled back. I had some extra energy. I felt the happiness. As I said, whenever I am in touch with him or does anything for him, I got that inner happiness that is hard to put it. The two journey that I had, from the city to the travel to the to Pune, I was sad. I was not cheery. But when I came back on my return trip, I became a lot fresher, a lot cheery. There was some magic, you know. I don't know how to explain that, but there is some inner feeling that made me very, very happy. Like that gave me a comfort and warmth, you know. Things will be taken care of. He has listened. It will be fine. Everything will be all right. I said it to myself, and I didn't think back about it. It was very tiring because I went on a sleeper bus and returning back on a sleeper bus and all. Although it was very, very tiring despite my health issues, but still I was happy because I made it. And it's worth it. And it was Monday morning. Saturday this happened. And Monday morning when I came back to office, those days we didn't have laptop, it was only desktops. I was in a normal, simple role. I was not in a fancy role, just a normal developer or something at the time. When I opened my laptop, when I opened the desktop inbox, a mail started coming. When it started coming, you know, every Monday mornings we have this face, right? A very sulky face. I was having that puppy sulky face and I was going through mails and everything. And then I noticed a mail where it clearly said fast track visa initiated to UK. Wow. It was unbelievable. It was incredible moment again in my lifetime. I was like, when did this happen? Because there is a process for that visa thing, right? We have to have interviews, client has to select me. In my case, I was not able to talk. That was a main issue. And no interview happened. I just saw my visa was already processing. And that too, it started processing since that Saturday. And it was like a 7-day visa or something. And already 5 days only left for the complete process. I was like, oh my God, this is great, fantastic. I didn't expect that at all. It was like I had goosebumps. I didn't know. I was going blank. I didn't expect it. Shock moment. When I read through the mail, first time, on a first glance, I did not read the mail and all. I don't know what context. I just saw fast track visa initiated for UK and all that, and I was in cloud nine. And then I read through the mail. When I read through the mail is when I found, it was on Saturday 4:30 when I was in Shiradi, exactly that time when I bowed down to my guru, when I didn't request for any wish from him. That same time, the 4:30 time is when the client has returned. I want only this girl soon on the company. Please process her visa quick, without even an interview. Generally, client does interview, right? So I think he was impressed with my CV. I don't know for what reason, but or they needed someone very urgent. I was not aware of the background, but what I was aware is this miracle happened. Only at the same timing I was in Shiradi, at exactly at 4:30 PM, the client has returned, that bring her to UK in fast track visa, something like that he has returned. Oh God, you know, it gives you goosebumps, right? When I tell the story, do you think it is a normal thing that happens in everyone's life? Okay, I understand, visa gets processed for n number of people across the world. That is not the problem, that is not the miracle. The miracle I'm trying to say here is I went to Shiradi, and at the same time 4:30 when I was bowing down on his feet, and the same time client is mailing that I want this girl only, that too very quickly, without even an interview. Doesn't it sound miraculous to you? Right? It sounds right. And especially at my health issues and not talkable times, this is a really a miracle and a blessing. So that's the second time. That's not a second time. I did have goosebumps moment on and off, but that was the exact time I became an ardent devotee of Baba. Since then till today, I have that same enthusiasm the first day and that moment I had, because I'm sure nobody would have done this for me, and he did it for me because my request was genuine and pure, and he granted my wishes. And that Shirdi place, no, it is very powerful. It did grant my wishes when it was never working. I think 7 times it was on a flop, and even when this time when it worked, I was in assumption that time, even flight will crash because it was never working the other times, right? So that was my perception. Even that last minute something will happen, last minute my company will call me back, something or the other obstacle will happen like that. I had negative, generally I'm not a negative person, but in this case I had faced so many rejections, so that made me feel even this will not work. But that time, and when I least expected it, it all worked. In fact, I was fearful that my health should support in a new country. I was just recovering, and the client should not feel bad that my mouth, I could not talk. This should not hurt my career and all that. I was very worried. But, you know, after going to UK, it helped me in many ways. I had a glow up on my face. That's the first thing. My tan and all has went. I became like a British girl. And second thing is, I started talking slowly, gradually. Not immediately, but slowly I got to recover. And client did not have any problem with me. In fact, most calls were not for me. For me only, the reports like that I have to generate. It's not a lot of talking. My job was only doing. So it was better for me. Mostly in wider meetings and all, I used to say hello, and that will be the only talking that I do. So for that hello, it was good. And I did a lot of good work, and I got appreciations and all. And indeed, during Christmas time, when the entire floor was empty, I was the only person in support, and I, you know, got appreciation for solving some critical issues and all that. Career was also going fine, and I had a glow up because I was in London, and I was like, and the tan started going and it prettified my face. It was looking so good, and I started talking, my health started recovering, I started walking properly. and it was one of the nice times I'll always remember in my lifetime. It was about 1 year, less than 1 year, or more than 1.5 years, I don't know. So I was there. I happened to travel to multiple countries. I had been to France, I had been to Switzerland, I had been to Scotland. I had been to interiors of UK, Cotswolds, Isle of Wight and Ireland, and all those UK small fairy towns. So he brought me to all that places. And in fact, when I was in London, I used to go to regularly to the temple, Sai temple there. In fact, Sai's prasadam was the food that I was taking. It was the only food that kept me alive, because no other food suited me, and it was only Baba was giving me food there every day, every evening. Despite of the rain, despite of the cold weather around me, I carry jacket. I sincerely went. No, I never missed an aarti, I never missed a day. Even when I used to have stomach cramps and all, where ladies generally don't go, I stood outside and I saw him. That kind of love I developed on my guru. So I became very obsessed of my guru. Wherever I went, I used to carry udi on my face. They'll be telling, you look like a model and you are having udi like this. Like sometimes out of the tease, like, why are you wearing it? I said, he is only protecting me, so I have to have that. And in my laptop, I used to stick a sticker. My guru's face will always be around me anywhere around. I keep it like that because that gives a sense of protection and safety and warmth to me. So that it gives a reminder to me that I should also give the light and warmth to others. I should never disobey him or his preachings. So that was one thing. So that was my second miracle, and I became an ardent devotee to Baba from then on. Then I always offer coffee, tea, whatever, and I started offering food. I feed him and then I have it, and still it continues even after this many years. I think maybe around many years now since that time. Like a person, I offer food to him, and we eat together according to me. I know it sounds delusional, but you know, when you see a God is living with you, we do all these crazy things, right? So I believe he is with me as a person at my home, wherever I am. So I offer food, and he's also a food liking God. So I'm also a foodie, he's also a foodie. So we I treat him, I offer food. If not, at outside I cannot do it. People think that I'm insane and gone mad, Baba. So outside, whenever I eat, I offer food to him in my mind, saying thanks for the food that I'm eating. Not visibly to people, but in mentally, in my mind, I used to thank him for the food that I'm having. So that's the second big miracle that has happened in my life. And I believe it's convincing, right? These are a couple of instances. And otherwise, day to day, every day, I had many things. Like whenever I call him, he comes, and he appeared on my wall as a in a light form, in the shape of Sai idol. That is when, again, I was in a very tough time. I was jobless, basically. So that time he appeared on the wall in a light form. Probably I'll try to put the picture in the podcast if it's possible. I became, until that point, I was normal loving devotee. After that light form he appeared, I think I became a lot obsessed on him, and in fact I became very serious. Until this point I was playful and joyful, like a normal kid, like that behavior I had. But after this light appeared on my wall, I became very serious devotee. I started doing pujas, I started doing aarti, even I started going to temples that I was not doing earlier. Like normal other temples I don't go, other gods I don't pray. But slowly he introduced what I stopped. I started going to temples. I in fact he gave a good glow up to me. People started, wherever I went, people started telling her how amazing girl she is, how wonderful she is, how brilliant she is. You know, the 10 years of back my time, I was so dumb. I was not successful. Nobody even knew I existed. But after he came to my life, every day, trust me, even till date, even now, I can show screenshots of people just praising me. I wake up to raining wishes every single day. They say, I'm brilliant, I'm good stuff, great stuff, this, that, fantastic. There's no woman like me. One person called me tsunami, one person called me, what is it, hurricane, in US they call it a term, I forgot the term, so I was called that way. One person calls me tigress. Lot of good titles I've got only after Baba came to my life. You know, he made me awesome. It is not like I am awesome. Even tomorrow I can go dumb. Even tomorrow I can lose whatever I have today. One of my strong skills, I would say, my communication. Even tomorrow that may go off from me. I may stop talking like this in podcast. I may stop sketching. I may stop modeling. I may stop everything that I do today, because it is all blessing only. For me, I believe he gave me the wisdom. He is making me a rock star. He is making me a superstar in whatever I do. At career, at the arts, or anything that I pursue. He gives me the strength as light. In fact, he does things for me in my form, in my human form. That's how I see this. So that's about the biggest miracles. And again, every career experiences that I had, everything I whatever I prayed, I want this company only, this job only, like that. I used to be very specific on my prayers. I used to do Nav Thursday Vrat. I think 3-4 times I've done Nav Thursday Vrat. Nav Thursday Vrat is a big concept, like 9 weeks we have to fast on keeping something in mind, and there is a procedure to do the pujas. I've done a separate podcast about Nav Thursday Vrat also, along with the Sai Sat Charitra chapter. You can listen to that separately. It's in the Twinkles channel itself. So I have done this Nav Thursday Vrat, and I have received the wishes also. Whatever I prayed for, it did come true. He gave me a stable life. He blessed me with a stable things around me. And also when my mother fell sick, it was a tough time, dark time for all of us. It was like literally, we are going through, when one person at home falls sick, no, the entire family happiness goes off. My mother fell sick many times actually, and every time I go bow down to his feet, I pray, even from deathbed, it was my guru who gets her back to life every time, and through her, it is like a roller coaster that we have. Because of her health issues and all that, every time, even from terminal diseases and all, he has helped us. She was suspected for cancer, and doctors said she doesn't have that anymore. Those kind of miraculous things. Even when we were suspecting, when we were going through hard times, I still believed, when I pray, Baba will definitely make us come out of this trauma. So he did listen, he did help us to come out of that. And also, she was recently very sick, hospitalized back to back, and we were having a hard time again. She was going through a lot of things, and Baba did help. I never left his feet. I always surrender to him whenever something happens. I always believe he is with me. Not just that, day to day also he does a lot of miracles. Probably I should start penning whenever he makes miracles. He appears in my dreams, but not often, very rarely, but he has appeared. First time, when I was a early devotee, that time when I was starting to like him, right, that time I had to leave this podcast now. Let me continue part 3 on rest of the miracles and experiences. Thank you so much for the listeners, for listening to me patiently. You have come this far and stood my mokka. Mokka means my boring talks. Thank you so much for that. I love you all. Cheers, love and light. Yours, Twinkle.